Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I said earlier this year that we haven't played as well as we all hoped we would. And that was when, you know, outside of Otto, we still had a fairly healthy roster. But now the injuries have really hit us, so we need to get those guys back and play. And, you know, relevancy will depend on the growth of those guys. In particular, Lowry, Wendell, Kobe, Chandler. We're still in that position. And like I said, there's no quick solution to it when you're trying to develop players, and that's what we're trying to do.
No, it's certainly not a quick solution. I think we can definitely agree on that. It is very, very far from a quick solution. But Mike McGraw of the Daily Herald reported over the weekend that John Paxson is likely on the way out. He wrote, team sources expect Paxson will move into an advisory role. You can follow Mike on Twitter at McGraw DH Bulls, and he joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. How's it going, Mike? How are you?
Oh, it's good. I'm excited to be on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline.
You better damn be. I'll tell you that. It's an exciting place to be. It'll change your life. Now, when did this... I guess the timetable on this is what interests me here. When did we first start hearing that this was a likelihood that Paxson has moved up and away?
I think it's kind of been floating around for most of the season. I've been, hearing it more and more as the season has gone poorly. So, like I wrote in the story, I think things are still being in the process of being decided. And, one of the questions is who's going to make the decision. Is it, obviously Michael Reinsdorf and Jerry Reinsdorf are running the show, but they've kind of sat back and let Paxson and Gar Foreman and Doug Collins run the basketball operations. And so, who is going to make the decision and who is, when are they going to come to a decision and what's going to happen to Gar and Pax? And there's still a lot of questions, and I think they're all still, it's in the process of being decided still.
If Paxson has moved to this advisory role, as you write on Friday, I guess, and you write about this too, that his connection and quality, I guess, of the advisory role is going to be a big part of who you bring in next. If he's still attached to decisions, it's this caliber of person. If he's not, and it's truly just this advisory check-in sort of thing, it could be somebody else. Is that still being negotiated? Is there a point at which the level of his connection is, I don't know, debatable given the rest of the season's results?
If they're going to bring in somebody new, the only way to do it is to put the new person in charge. He should not be reporting to Paxson. He should be reporting to the Reinsdorfs. He shouldn't have to go run something past, Paxson or Doug Collins or somebody before he does something. So I think that would be a necessity to hiring a new person. Now, could it be awkward to have Paxson in an advisory role? Yeah, maybe. It seemed to work out okay with the White Sox, with Kenny Williams kind of moving aside and Rich Hahn being in charge now. So I think that's probably the model they have in mind. But yeah, like I said, I think they're just starting to think about what some of the people that they might be interested in or what direction they're going to go or what other franchises to model what they're going to do after. So I think a lot of it's in the planning stage right now.
Well, I just the scope of this, to me, the more we talk about it, this can't be done with a half step here. that it sounds to me that it, for somebody to make a material difference, you're going to have to allow that person to say, no John Paxson, no Jim Paxson, no Doug Collins, that this is do a Theo Epstein level. This is now the basketball side of the organization belongs to you. Keep who you want. Get rid of who you want. Hire who you want. If they want to move offices around, if they want to build a building, you know, this is, I don't know the scope of it, but so much, there's been so much insularity over the years, Mike, that don't they just need somebody allowed to take a wrecking ball to the whole thing?
Yes, I don't think if they wanted to take a wrecking ball to the Advocate Center, I don't think they would. I think it'd get vetoed on that one. But
I was being metaphorical in that regard. Yes.
Otherwise, well, you said build a new building. I think they already did that. You're right. I agree with you. If they're gonna bring in somebody new and put them in charge, then they should be in charge. And we know how the Reinsdorfs work. They're very loyal. They kept Jerry Krause around for a long time. But Jerry Reinsdorf's been chairman of the Bulls for 35 years now, and he's had two guys running the show. So it remains to be seen what's actually going to happen. But those are key questions. You're right.
Mike, in conversations you've had, how much has the performance of Jim Boylan affected this conversation about Paxson moving aside, about Foreman moving aside? How much has the obvious issues there coaching-wise kind of put this conversation to the forefront?
I don't really know. I think it's I don't think Jim Boylan's a big issue right now. I think the roster and the mistakes that have been made by the front office and the money they've paid to people who contributed nothing, and it just kind of added up. You could say probably, this is speculation on my part, but the decision to take on Otto Porter in a trade last year obviously backfired pretty badly. They're going to end up paying him, for 2.5 seasons, $60 million plus, and he really hasn't contributed anything so far. And it's not like he was a guy that you were expecting to. He was an all-star in Washington. You're going to come here and do the same. He was a guy who was very unreliable in Washington. He was a disappointment, and he had one of the worst contracts in the league, yet they took a chance on him, and it hasn't worked out because, obviously he wasn't trying to get injured this year, but when you're paying 20 to a guy who's played in 9 games, it doesn't give you any flexibility to do anything else. They're not going to have any cap room this summer to tinker with the roster. So they're really in a tough spot, and we're already seeing in general, the attendance has been pretty good this year, but I'm sure they're giving away more discounts. There's a lot of weekday games during, non-holiday times that have been relatively empty. Bad crowd for the Bulls is a good crowd for some other NBA franchises, but attendance has noticeably dropped a little bit this year.
We're talking with Mike McGraw here on Sports Radio 670 The Score on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. He of the Daily Herald, who broke some Bulls news over the weekend. The bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Fan 4-Pack is a fantastic way to enjoy Chicago Wolves hockey. It's 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, and 1 large popcorn for 1 low price. To get yours, visit chicagowolves.com. We know, for lack of a better term, Mike, ownership matters in this league. Relationships matter. Relationships with players, relationships with people around the league. Do the Bulls have a sufficient amount of those relationships? Are they does the fact that they're a poorly connected team end up hurting them on balance?
I think it could, and that's certainly one of the things that ownership needs to address right now. Is they've been a very kind of closed, walled off front office, and I think that's one of the reasons why things have kind of turned in a bad direction, where they're just, two guys have been making the decisions for a long time. We're not even sure. They're both kind of have favorite son status with the ownership, and there haven't been a lot of people coming in from other organizations to work for the Bulls, and so you wonder if Jerry Reinsdorf's been in Arizona. He focuses a lot on baseball. Who's he going to turn to for advice on what he should do? That's a question. Michael Reinsdorf's been focused on the business side. Does he have connections around the league? Does he have a good idea of what he wants to do? I'm not sure they do. I think they're trying to figure out how to go about this is probably one of the things that's going on right now.
So All-Star game this weekend, and I'm sure the Bulls were expecting or hoping rather to grab a headline or two as this game approached. That's kind of gone by the wayside, and the only one left really is Zach LaVine competing in the three-point contest, but I don't know if that neck injury is going to allow him to do it or not. He gutted it out the other day, and that was impressive, but where is he at in terms of his potential availability for a headliner?
I would think he'd have to be in really bad shape to not do that. He really wants to, he really wanted to put on a show for the home fans. I think in his mind, he even talked about he wanted to do, make the All-Star game, do the 3-point and the dunk contest, all in the same weekend, do something really unprecedented and special. It would have been nice because, it would have been a great chance for fans to kind of rally around him. I know that's, the All-Star game draws a very corporate crowd, but it's still in Chicago. He's still a guy that fans are getting to know. And it would have been a really nice thing for him to be a part of the game. But, that's just part of the where they're at in the rebuild. They're not ready to win yet, and you need to win some games, unless you're Trae Young, I guess. You need to win some games to make the All-Star game. But I would fully expect him to be in the three-point contest on Saturday.
Mike McGraw, guy making some news this weekend. Appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks.
Mike McGraw, the Daily Herald.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.